Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word out of the Bible and expound on it a little bit, find four or five scriptures to talk about it. Today's word's really good. It's the word diligent. Diligent. If you Google that, if you go to your W. Vines dictionary and look up that word, a lot of scriptures on being diligent. In other words, you do what's right because it's right to do what's right. And every time you do what's right, you do it all the time. You're diligent. So let's look at some of the scriptures. Proverbs 10, verse 4. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. The hand of the what? Diligent. You do what's right because it's right to do what's right every time, all the time. Proverbs 12, 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the lazy man will be under tribute. Well, the hand of the diligent is made rich. The hand of the diligent bears rule. Well, I like that. I think I like that with my kids. I like my kids to be blessed, bear rule, be blessed, prosper. It's real simple, but you got to learn that at home. Starts in childhood. I like this. Proverbs 13, verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Whoa. Hand of the diligent makes you rich. Hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Soul of the diligent is made fat. These are all good scriptures. Be good to be diligent. Do what's right because it's right. Do what's right. Proverbs 21, verse 5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. I like that. Proverbs 22:29. See a man diligent in his business, he'll stand before kings. See a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men or nobodies, undesirable men. He'll stand before kings. Why? You're known for who you are. You're known for what you do. You're known for the work you produce. Everywhere you work, I don't care where you work today, people under that same roof with you, they know each other. You're known by what you do and what you say. People listen to the words you say. That's why. Let the redeemed the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. The poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. Don't talk nasty at work. Don't talk nasty to your fellow employees. Don't talk nasty about your boss or your company. Speak good things. Oh, that's just really good. Proverbs 24:16. A just man may trip seven times, but each time he will rise again. But one calamity is enough to lay the wicked low. A just man may trip seven times, but each time he'll rise again. Why? He's diligent. I don't care what happened. I'm going to get back up. Did you fall? Yeah, I got back up. Somebody trip you? Yeah, but I got back up. Somebody try to mess with you? Yeah, but I got back up. You got to have an attitude. I don't care what happens. I'm a getting back up person. Let the redeemed the Lord say so. The righteous may fall seven times a day, the Bible says, but they'll get back up. Where are they getting back up, people? They like this Psalm 18, verse 29. In your strength, God, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any wall. I can crush an army. I can scale any wall. So this is the summation of the diligent people. The hand makes them rich. They become leaders. They'll prosper, be satisfied. They become prosperous. They'll serve kings rather than ordinary people. They may trip seven times. They'll rise again. Good to be diligent. So if you're a parent, you don't have to yell, scream, holler, threaten. Just tell your kids, hey, we're going to do what's right because it's right. Do what's right. You know, I need you to go clean your room. I need you to mow the grass. I need you to fold the towels. I need you to do it with a good attitude. You do what's right because it's right. Do what's right. And you learn that basically from home as a child. So don't let the kids get away with stuff. Don't yell, don't holler, don't threaten, don't count to 10, don't count to 3. Just say, hey, I need you to do this. Because you know why? I want you to live a long and prosperous life. I want you to live a very long and prosperous life. How do you do that? By being diligent. And there's enough characters in history and in the Bible alone just to share stories all the time about people that were diligent and made it big. I've shared so many times I collected 1,206 biographies when I taught high school for 10 years. And I would share it in a class with my seniors called Biblical Worldview. And every day I'd share four or five characters that both secular and biblical who were very diligent. People, most of them, they didn't even finish high school, but they were very successful in life because they were diligent. It wasn't their IQ, it was not their GPA, it wasn't their degree. It was because they were diligent in what they set their hand to. So today, let's learn to be diligent. Let's be a blessing to people. Amen. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.